Hello and welcome to the Brutal Iron Gym Podcast, where our goal is to cut through the BS and deliver the brutal truth about topics related to health and happiness. So today's topic, we are definitely going to bring out the brutal part. what we're going to be talking about today is mindset and the concept of habitual complaining. So I do want to comment this one with the intent. So basically what's going to happen here is overwhelmingly one of the biggest negative things I see in people's lives. So as a personal trainer, I get to train and work with a lot of people on repetitive basis, in a sense where I get to talk with people a couple times a week. As a gym owner, you get to see them a couple times a week. I've trained clients. I have some of my clients now that I've had for 7 or 8 years. And it's just, you get to see people on a pretty regular basis. And what happens then is, since you're seeing them often, you get to see what's kind of the same stuff in their life that kind of holds them back, or what's the same stuff they complain about every day. And you get a sense of seeing this cyclical pattern in people's lives. And I'm going to, it would be, when you're discussing this kind of topic, people don't like when you tell them that they complain too much and they bitch and whine about stuff that they can control. People don't like that. They don't like hearing the truth of that, because then it makes them responsible to make changes, responsible to take action, and people don't like responsibility, so myself included. So everything I'm going to discuss here is not me being above everyone else. It's going to come across that way probably, even if I try really hard not to. But as a trainer, since I have seen over the years, when people just bitch and whine about the same damn things every day, it wears out everyone around you. It wears yourself out, whether you recognize it or not. And it creates this kind of atmosphere of inactivity and no change, and nothing ever changes. And they wallow in their same pity party and sorrow every damn day. And since I've been exposed to that, I have tried extremely, extremely hard in my own life to not live that way. So anybody who's been close to me on a regular basis will know this, but everybody else won't. But I don't complain much. And when I do complain, I try not to complain about the same stuff all the time. Now, I've gotten into patterns here and there, especially when I got overwhelmed when I first opened the business and people just wouldn't put equipment away. I never thought that was a thing people didn't do. My parents taught me, if you pick something up, you use it, you put it back where you picked it up. That was kind of a normal thing. So whenever I first opened the gym and people were just putting shit back wherever the hell they felt like, it was ridiculous. And I was getting very frustrated. It was really, really hard. And at the time, the people closest to me did probably hear repetitive complaining. So I am human. I am not special in any way. So I've suffered this experience myself. But I have been able to see the effects of it and then try to move on past it. And what I've found for myself is that in my life, in the people I know who don't participate in habitual complaining, they have much happier, much more productive lives. And that's what I wanted to kind of bring to attention in this podcast. Wasn't to tell everybody to shut the hell up and, you know, quit whining, although that definitely is part of it. The bigger picture here is to show love into everybody's life. So if you're listening to this, I sincerely appreciate you investing into the podcast, and I hope that the podcast is bringing health and happiness into your life. And one of the things that I know is important for happiness is these mindset podcasts. So I can give you guys great nutrition advice, I can give you great training advice, but that isn't what happiness is about. Like, yes, healthiness makes you feel better, puts you in a better mood, you have better self-confidence, you can feel more kind of achieved in the, like, with what your goals are, and it has a lot of carryover. So not only would I want you guys to be physically healthy, I want you to be mentally, emotionally, relationally, spiritually, I want all health. Because that's going to make the best world that we have available to us and let you live your best life. So it does you no good to have six-pack abs but be miserable. That is the worst thing. That is not what we would want out of this podcast. So we're not trying to promote healthiness above anything else in terms of like physical health, above all other aspects of health. Not at all. So what really made the difference for me was when I was 15, 16 years old, I didn't like who I was. I thought I was physically weak, which I was, and I recognized that because I had allowed myself to become in a state that I wasn't proud of, then I must be mentally weak as well. So I used physical discipline, physical health, to strengthen myself mentally, emotionally, relationally, spiritually. So I knew at the time, I don't know how I knew this, I just knew that if I could get my shit together in the physical world, if I could discipline myself in the physical world, it would make me more disciplined everywhere else. I just automatically kind of knew that. So that's what I found in my life, was that as I improved my physical health, I was then able to take those lessons and apply them to everywhere else in terms of health, like holistic health. And that's what I want these mindset podcasts to be for everybody, is to give you a bigger picture on things. So life isn't all about your one rep max and having six-pack abs and having, you know, a great butt, okay? So that's a fun part of life. It's a part of life, but it is not what life is about. And when I see people doing habitual complaining and they whine about the same shit every day, is you can just see them sitting still in life. Nothing is moving forward, nothing is progressing, and you can see them falling short of their best life. So what I wanted to do today was to talk about the idea or the concept of habitual complaining, give some thoughts that I've had over the years on how I've worked on it in my own life, and then hopefully that'll give you guys perspective, and maybe it's something that you'll want to start working on. So if you think about habitual complaining, is when we complain about the same stuff over and over and over again. So think about, like, what do you complain about every day? Most often what I hear people complain about every day is being tired. So, and it's funny enough, I'm about to yawn as I'm doing a podcast, but they complain about being tired, complain about not having enough time, complain about not having enough enough money, and then complain about not having the relationships that they would like. So they'll complain about a spouse, or complain about their kid, or they'll complain about something. So something about somebody else. So those are kind of the big ones we get. Okay, is tired, don't have enough energy, don't have enough time, don't have enough money, and everybody's taking advantage of me, and nobody understands me, and you know, so-and-so's doing this, and it's causing detriment to my life. And that's all you hear, is the same shit every day. Every day. And it's incredibly frustrating to watch somebody. Like, yes, it's frustrating to hear it every day, but it's more frustrating to watch someone have these known complaints and not do a damn thing about them. And you just see the person sitting still, sitting still, sitting still. And it's very, very, it's frustrating because you can see the potential for more in their life. And you want them to achieve more in their life because you love them. You like... as much as I give you guys all this crap through podcasts and yelling at everybody, it's because I care. The reason why I'm yelling at you is because I actually care about you. So I love you enough to be mad at you. But it's just, it's a bummer. You can see someone having such amazing potential, and they're not maximizing it. And you just feel bad for them. You get frustrated that they don't care enough to do it. It's just kind of a mix of emotions. And that's what I hope this podcast can do, for somebody, is to kind of wake some people up on this stuff. So think about yourself as, what do you complain about every day? Now, are your complaints helping? So if you complain about it every day, that must mean it's still there every day, correct? So the complaining about it doesn't seem to be making it any different. You're just sitting there doing nothing, moving nowhere, and then saying, I don't like being here. Well, what the hell? If you don't like here, move, get out, do something different. So, and whether that here is, you know, being tired, not having enough time, not having enough money, having bad relationships, whatever it might be. If you have a complaint that happens every damn day, you have to do something to make it different. Okay? So, now, one of the things I think that is important is, it's necessary absolutely healthy, and it is okay to acknowledge our own struggles. We all have struggles. Everybody does. And the struggles that we deal with, so what we have to fight through every day is a real thing. So it's not good when people say like, oh, you know, what about, you know, such and such? That's a real problem. So, like, they'll bring up somebody else or some other situation and say what you're going through is trivial and meaningless. No, it's not. It's extremely meaningful to you. So your struggles are your struggles. They're meaningful to you. They're impactful for you. And it's okay and it's necessary to recognize that because it helps us deal with our emotional health. So if you just try to discredit your own struggles and you're like, oh, I must be so weak, you know, everybody else deals with this, and this, and, you know, I must be so weak that I'm dealing with this and this is hurting me. Like, I can only handle this. Jeez, oh, whiz. That's not going to be helpful, okay? So it's necessary to acknowledge your own struggles, but it does help to keep them in perspective. So I used to watch ESPN used to have these short series called E60, and they were summaries or like little stories about certain people related to sport. And often a lot of them were meant to be kind of motivational, but they were depressing as shit. So there was one I remember where a young guy was going to be a college baseball player, and he pretty good baseball player in high school and stuff. But as he got older, he just kind of realized he couldn't move as well, and his body started getting stiff. And here it turned out that he had a disease that turned his muscle tissue, it calcified his muscle tissue to bone. And all of a sudden, he couldn't move. They presented the talk almost as if the guy was dead. Like, you didn't know he was still alive anymore because you didn't actually hear from him. You heard from his stories from his family and stuff like that. And then at the very end, he was laying on a blanket in the back of a conference hall, having to talk to a voice recorder, had very limited motion, couldn't feed himself. But he would go to sports talks because he liked to learn more about kind of like broadcast announcing, liked to learn a little bit more about like the nuances of sports. Like, he might go to a baseball clinic where they're kind of like talking about different sets of rules or different theories of baseball. So he was trying to stay mentally engaged, even though physically he couldn't do anything. And he said through the voice recorder that the worst part was, mentally, he was 100% his self. But he was trapped inside of a physical body that couldn't move. He couldn't speak, couldn't express himself. He was a mind trapped, where he couldn't communicate with others, he couldn't move, couldn't show anything, couldn't do anything. That is absolutely heartbreaking. And that's a pain I hope I never have to experience. I don't want to ever have to be that strong. Ever. So that is an amazing level of strength that I hope to never feel. But to hear that, like when I saw that story, that was at a time whenever I was working at the gym extensive hours. So I was training in-person clients 50 hours a week. I had to do all the programming on top of that, nutrition and training programming for each of my clients. I was the accountant, the janitor, you know, the maintenance guy. I mean, my normal time I'd normally like work Monday through Friday all day. Saturday, I'd train people in the morning. I'd go home, sleep from like 2 till like 10 or 11 at night because I was just so worn out. I'd come to the gym and vacuum at midnight because it was on Saturdays, because it was a way to try to get away from people. Because when I'd try to vacuum, people would try to talk to me the whole damn time. And it made it last even longer, and it was miserable because I didn't want to be there anymore. And it was just a real struggle at that time. And it was, at the time, it would have been easy for me to sit there in sorrow and think that the dream of owning a gym had turned to a nightmare, which it kind of did. But listening to that story and some of the other stories that I'd seen through that E60 series, it made me really aware of how lucky I was. So yes, I was working, I mean, insane 70 plus 80 hours a week or whatever, and but I was still getting to do something I love. I was still getting to do something that made an impact in other people's lives. I was still actually able to stand up and vacuum, and that kid wasn't. I'm sure that guy would have, you know, been excited to stand up and vacuum that whole damn conference hall because he hadn't moved in years. So when you see perspective of things, it helps you understand that the complaints that we have, yes, they have negatives, yes, they have struggles, but maybe in the grand picture of things, the grand scheme of things, we're actually lucky and we should be more grateful. Now, it doesn't mean that, like again, that your struggles should be discredited. They're real. So I really was struggling. I was so damn tired. I was miserable all the time. And like the bank account was not in my favor at that time at all because I was paying off loans and crap. So there was a lot to be, a lot of realness behind the struggle. But if you look at the big picture, was I got to own my own gym. I got to do a job that I love. And I got to work with people who liked me and were nice to me, even when I wasn't. So there was a lot of stuff about that situation that had negatives to it. But there was a lot of stuff, even more stuff about that situation that had positives. So keeping things in perspective is extremely helpful. It doesn't mean that our complaints shouldn't be there. You can still complain. You can still have negatives. I mean, you can still have struggles, even when things are in perspective. But it helps you understand that things could be a little worse. And it helps you kind of be more appreciative or more aware of the things that aren't bad. So, for example, I had heard a story just this past weekend of a husband who lost his wife during childbirth. So she had a baby girl, and she passed away due to health complications from the pregnancy. And the husband said that he was struggling at the time because his wife was asking for help from doctors, but the doctors weren't responding like as quickly as what he thought they should have. They were kind of discrediting some of the things she was saying, thinking that she must be hysterical and maybe she just needs to calm down. And they weren't giving her medicine that he thought like she needed. And here it turned out that he was right. At the time, he felt like she was being mistreated. And it turned out that she was, and she died due to that mistreatment. And he said what he really struggles with was at the moment. He said, I wanted to get up and scream. I wanted to get up and flip a table over. I wanted to kind of get everyone's attention. He goes, but I was afraid I'd get arrested. And then I'd leave my wife alone in this hospital room, dying alone. So I couldn't get up to fight for her because I didn't know what was going to happen. Maybe she'd get treated worse even because they'll just see her as a problem person and they won't even come to the room. You know, or maybe they'll mistreat her just out of spite for what his actions were. So he said he had a lot of conflicting emotions at the time because he didn't know what to do. He said he tried crying and pleading and begging, but it didn't seem to work well. Anger, he knew, like, potentially could have make things worse. He didn't know what to do. And now his wife has passed away. She's no longer with him. And he says, every single day I have to question whether I did enough. Could I have done more? Should I have done more? What could I have done in that moment that might have saved my wife's life? And that's, again, a struggle that, thankfully, I've never had to deal with. I've never had that emotion. But I can have some idea of the fact that it would feel miserable to deal with that, but I will never know how truly miserable that probably feels. To every day wake up and wonder if you could have done something to save your wife. And that's just, I mean, that pain is immense. You can just feel how painful that would be. I've had clients that I've worked with, like, in person. So those are stories I've heard of, like, people in the distance. But I've had clients. I had one client, he had connective tissue disease. And he used to love lifting weights. He used to be strong as hell, like squatting and deadlifting over 700 pounds. Just super strong. His body slowly started having injuries and fading away, and things were happening to him. And by the time he was in his 40s, he had this full-blown connective tissue disease, and he couldn't really lift anything heavy, couldn't do anything even like mediumly straining. Everything he had to do exercise-wise hurt, and it had to be high blood flow to help rebuild the connective tissues. He couldn't lift anything heavy anymore because he couldn't trust his body not to tear apart. And when I worked with him, I could see every single day he would come into the gym, and it was a conflicting emotion. The gym was the place he loved, the place where he could just kind of work out his stress, like beat up the weights, beat up his body, and just get that emotional release. But the gym now was a place of pain and misery. It was lost hopes and memories. It was a place where he could train, but he couldn't train the way he wanted. And when he did train, everything hurt. So in one way, he wanted to be in the gym because the gym was a happy place. But in another way, the gym had become a miserable place for him. And I saw that in his face every time I trained him, and it was insanely depressing. And over my years, I've had 17 muscle tears, I've torn 6 ligaments, and I've even broke some bones lifting weights. But I will never complain, because I still have the ability to move. I still have the ability to do what I would like to do with my body. And watching somebody like that client see that being taken away from them, it's, man, that hurt. That hurt is, you can just see it in their face. So no matter what kind of complications I go through, no matter how many muscles I tear, no matter what pain I'm going through at the moment, if I can still move, if I can still do my own thing, I can do what I want to do, then I'm not going to complain. Because I still have that gift yet. So that's what I think is helpful for us to see is there are so many things in this world bigger than whether you're tired or not. Okay? There's so many things bigger in this world rather than you think you don't have enough time when really you do. You just have your time divided by a lot of things. And when you don't think you have a lot of money, but really you do because you have perks. You know, maybe you have a couple cars in the household. Maybe, like, I think for myself is I own a freaking gym. So, I mean, it's amazing to look up on the cameras right now as I'm doing the podcast and see all the equipment I've been able to accumulate and the stories behind the equipment, the memories, the people. And, yeah, there might not be enough money for, you know, extra things here and there. But most of us have what we need, and we mostly have a lot of wants as well. So when we complain about being tired, it's often because we stayed up too late watching some kind of stupid videos on YouTube or Netflix or something when we really could have had control to go to bed like earlier. We could also control more things about our sleep. So like we could try to, you know, make sure like we go to bed at the same time every night, wake up at the same time every night. Maybe we could sleep, eat better during the day so we don't have such crazy stress levels throughout the day, and that makes us have sleep problems. And then kind of stop taking so much damn caffeine all day because that messes up sleep as well. So there are things we can do to control the most often the complaints that we have every day. And again, the habitual complaints. So there are cases where venting and complaining and stuff like that is helpful, and it's actually necessary. It helps emotionally to get stuff off your chest and then kind of, you know, just like get it off, get that emotional release, and then you can kind of decide on a course of action or a plan of action. So it is true that certain things come up, and venting and complaining is necessary, okay? But complaining every day without action is useless, absolutely useless. It doesn't do us any good. It doesn't make our life any better. We just live in this negative state. So when people ask, like, how are you doing? My answer is always, I'm always good. Somebody comes in the gym, they go, how's your weekend? Oh, it was good. Or how's your day going? Oh, it's always good. It's always my answer. Now, am I sometimes full of shit? Absolutely. Not every day is good. But what I liked about it, and the reason why I adopted it as my response years and years and years ago, was because everybody else's damn responses are always so damn negative. And you don't even want to ask people how they're doing anymore because they're just going to have the same bitchy, whiny complaint every time you see them. And then it like puts that negativity into your life. And I don't want to be a negative in other people's lives. And I've found, and this is 100% true, that the more often I answer from a positive perspective, the more often I'm able to maintain a positive perspective in my own life. So there's a phrase when it comes to mental health, and it says, you find what you look for. So if all I'm looking for all day is negativity, then that's all I'm going to find. So if I wake up going, oh, I'm so tired, like I don't want to go to work, like, oh, I hate my boss, or I don't like my job, or I don't like my coworkers. If you have this negative feel, well, you're going to find it negative. So all of a sudden when you're driving in traffic, somebody cuts you off, and you get super mad, you get angry with them. Then there's a traffic jam. You get mad and you get angry at that. And you wonder, why the hell do I have to commute every day? This commute is so stupid. It's an absolute waste of my life. And you just have this negative, like, strain over you all day. So you find what you look for. If you're thinking negative thoughts all day, all you're going to see is the negative stuff. That's it. You're just going to have this cloud over top of you all damn day. So I have people in the gym, and like they might be listening to this podcast, so I don't know, if you get offended, I don't really care, because I think this is an important lesson for you, is you'll ask them, like, oh, how's it going? Oh, you know how it is. It's, you know, it's going. Okay, congratulations. Whoop-de-doo. You know, I understand your life sucks. Whatever. And you just want to walk past. So I have some people I don't even ask how they're doing, because that's the same bullshit you're going to get every time you ask them. Some kind of negative crap about their spouse, some kind of negative crap about their kids, some kind of negative crap about their job. Meanwhile, they're not doing shit on their end to change it. So you have to listen to them bitch and whine and complain. But they don't do anything about it. So the next day they come in, they bitch and whine and complain about the same thing. Then again, they do nothing about it. The next day they come in, they bitch and they whine and they complain about the... So you can see it's a cycle. It's an annoying, ridiculous cycle, because nothing ever changes. Nothing improves. It's just complaining after complaining after complaining. And it wears other people down. And whether you recognize it or not, it has worn you down. Complaining every day does not make your life better. It doesn't. You might feel like, oh, it's nice to kind of like get it off my chest. Well, it's just going to be on your chest tomorrow, right? If you do that every damn day, apparently it's just coming right back on your chest every damn day. Why not address it and make some damn changes, okay? If you complain about being tired every day, read a damn book about it. Read it, listen to a podcast. Watch a video on YouTube. But make some changes, for the love of God. Make some changes. Do anything different so maybe you can get something different. So I've read a ton of books on sleep because I want to maximize my sleep so that way I can have the healthiest, happiest life available. I've read a ton of books on mindset, so that way I can have the healthiest and happiest life available. So I try my best that if I have a habitual, everyday thing that gets in my way from me living my best life, I want to find it, figure it out, address it, correct it, get moving on. So I really genuinely do that. I have things all over my phone for notes and reminders and daily tracking behaviors and all this stuff. And it has helped me live a happier, healthier life. It truly, really has. It makes a big difference. So, you have to be mindful of what is your default setting in life. Are you, like, walking around like freaking Eeyore from Winnie the Pooh all the time? Okay? Are you in constant Eeyore mode? And everybody you touch, everything you touch, just turns negative and has the same damn Eeyore kind of mentality. When people leave your presence, do they leave fired up and excited for life? Or do they leave ho-hum, same old boring crap? Here's the thing. You might not care about that. You might not be that concerned about what emotions you're leaving in other people's lives. But the emotion that you leave into other people's lives is reflective of the emotion that you are living in your own life. If someone leaves your presence and they leave fired up and excited for life, that's because you're fired up and excited for life. If they leave your presence and they want to just freaking, you know, swallow a butt of pills and just go take a nap because what's the point of life? That's the way you're living. The emotions that you give into other people's lives are the emotions that you are living with in your own life. So it's important for you to consider what emotions that other people reflect after your time with them. Because that is insight into the emotions that you are living with. So yeah, you may not be that concerned about making a difference in other people's lives. I'm sure you are to some degree, but you probably want to fix your life first. And that's normal, okay? So you're like, I'd like to have a positive effect on other people's lives, but I'm miserable in my own life. Okay. But that's something you can see. If you see other people leaving your presence, and they're not fired up and excited for life, that means you're not. So think about that. That is a sign of what your natural resting state is every day. If your natural resting state is negative, you're going to only see negative in life. You're going to feel defeated by life, and you're never really going to move forward. So that's why it's important for us to consider, what is our default setting? What is our reflections that we see on other people? If we can leave a conversation with somebody and they're fired up and happy and excited and they're laughing and having a good time, that's a great, great thing. Because that means that you have some happiness in your life that you're able to share into theirs. And maybe you can harness that. Maybe you can figure out what made it such a good experience. And you can try to live with more of that positive, happy, healthy emotion in your own life. So, this is a real thing. The way you think dictates the way you perceive the world. If you're always thinking negative thoughts, if you're always complaining, you're going to see the negativity in the world. But if you make changes to your life, if you're always working on it, constantly shaping it, constantly making some type of improvements, some type of experiments, and you can see life as this malleable, changeable thing that you can work on, that is an exciting, exciting, exciting way to live. Because you never feel like you're stuck with something. You feel like there might always be a way. Maybe I don't know that way yet, but that way is there. I just have to keep working on it. So that gives you the sense of control. That gives you a sense of hope. So you need to be able to live with some hope in your life to have a positive life. Okay? So yes, you have struggles and you have pains. We all do. And I don't mean that to say, like, you know, yours don't matter, because we all have them. I'm just saying we all have, you know, struggles and pains. We all have things we have to deal with in life. And complaining or venting, like, once is a good thing sometimes to get off bottled emotions and feelings. But once you've complained about it once, okay, you now need to have a clean slate, create a plan of action, and start addressing it. If you're not going to create a plan of action, or if you don't think there's a way to change it, then you have to shut the hell up and accept it as life. You don't get to complain every day about being tired if you're not doing shit to change it. If you don't have a plan of action to address it, then shut the hell up and just accept the fact that you are going to be tired. Guess what? Pretty much every adult is tired, by the way. This is universal. You're not all so special. So everybody I talk to is tired. It's hilarious to hear what each individual thinks is their own individual struggle, but how every damn person struggles with the same thing. So everybody says they're tired. Everybody says they have no time. Everybody says they have no money. Everybody has some relationship that they wish was better. Every damn person I talk to has those elements. So I understand that in our own lives, it can feel like we're kind of we're being picked on, or we're feeling overwhelmed. I understand that. But it's often the same stuff that everybody's overwhelmed with. So that means that there's a lot we can do about it, because there are other people that have experienced it. Other people have found little things that maybe have helped their life. And maybe you can snag a bit of information from this person, from this book, from that video, you know, that kind of stuff, and maybe make some improvements in your life. But if you're not going to create a plan of action, and if you're not going to address it, then you have to accept it and just move on and try to still make the best of whatever is available in your life. So maybe you had a poor relationship with your mom and dad, and it wasn't something that you tried to salvage it many times. It has not worked. Nothing has changed. And or maybe they passed away, and it just is what it is. There's nothing you can do about that. But if you complain every day, and you just let that complaint sit on you all day, every day, you're not going to live the healthiest, happiest life. If you accept it for whatever it is, and you maybe can take that thing and apply it in new ways. So maybe you had a bad relationship with your, you know, mom or dad, but maybe you then are fired up to be the best mom or dad you can be, or the best like spouse, or the best something in a relationship. So you might have had a relationship that was crap, but you can use that as motivation to make the rest of your relationships amazing. So that's what we mean by sometimes accepting and moving on, is, okay, I accepted that, that is what it is. But I can make a difference in these other places. I can use that as an example. So that's a cool way to kind of accept something, but then use it as fuel to make the other areas of your life better, not to just sit there and complain about it and have nothing change. So I understand that this can come across as me just whining about everybody whining, and partially it is. So like I said, I deal with a lot of people every day, and overwhelmingly people bitch about the same shit every single day. Holy cow. And the things of which they complain about every day, 100% of the time are within their control. 100%. And what I mean by control is you can either create a plan of action and change it and start addressing it. Okay? Doesn't mean you're going to fix it by tomorrow, but you can start making steps towards things getting better. Or you can accept it. But there is a choice to stop bitching every day about the same things and just accept it for what it is and try to live your best life around it. Or address it, make some actions, and do some changes. So, yes, it might always be there, but it might not always have to be there at the degree or the intensity of which it is now. Maybe you can make things better over time. But that's what I would love to get across, is don't participate in habitual complaining. If you complain every day, recognize that you're complaining every day. Therefore, it has not gotten any better since yesterday, and it won't be any better tomorrow. So, ask yourself, when you have a complaint, am I addressing this, or am I accepting it? Or am I just sitting here in denial and with my arms folded and just whining every day? But that's your choice. You have to address it or accept it. That's it. That's the only way you're going to move forward, okay? Ask yourself, do I have a plan of action for this complaint? Am I doing actions to address this? Okay? Have I already complained about this? That's a good question to ask yourself. If I'm complaining about this often, that means that I'm probably not making any changes. I haven't accepted it. And I might need to stop complaining and start looking at actions and things I can do to make a difference. And then another thing you can ask is, what impression am I leaving on others? Because the impression that I leave in others' lives is a reflection of the impression that I live with in my own life. Okay? So how can I better control my response to what's happening in life around me? That is what you want to ask yourself every day. So if you wake up tired and you spend your day tired, what can you do today to make a difference tomorrow? Maybe try setting a bedtime. Maybe getting off of, if you notice that you listen to, like you watch videos too late, well, get off your phone and stop watching videos and read a book. Oh, I don't like reading books. Well, then listen to a podcast or play a game or do something. For the love of God, just do something different, okay? So drop your excuses. So when somebody tells you, oh, we'll make a difference, like do this. Well, I don't like that. Okay, whatever. It doesn't matter what the hell you do. Just do something different, okay? Don't give reasons why things won't change. Do actions. Try an action, and if that action doesn't make a change, well, at least you freaking tried something, okay? But that's what I would suggest to you. If you find yourself complaining every day, recognize that that complaining isn't changing anything, which is why you complained about it yesterday and why you're going to complain about it tomorrow. So start trying to create some actions, some things you can do. So like I said, if you're tired every day, start trying to do something to address that. You know, get up, have better food throughout the day. That might make you fueled better throughout the day. You might have better mood. You'll have less cortisol. You'll have less stress. And that'll actually help you fall asleep faster. Maybe you're not going to sleep well because you don't have anything to look forward to the next day. So start trying to make like little journals or plans of actions or things that'll make you more organized and more excited for the next day. So start doing an action that addresses that. If you don't feel like you have enough time, there is a million things out there to help you manage energy and time. Okay, I even made a post a little bit ago on our social media pages about color-coding my life. So if you look at my schedule, everything is color-coded because it helps me control my emotions, helps me see what time I'm dedicating to each individual category per week. So there's a lot of actions you can take with that. If you don't have enough money, okay, there's some big things you have to maybe decide on. Maybe you're in a career that has a dead end, and maybe it's time to switch. Now, yes, that's going to involve a ton of shit. Okay, that's going to uproot a lot of things in your life. Or you could stay where you're at and stay with what you're getting and be in the same place in 10 years. That's your option. If I do nothing different, I get nothing different. That's the way this works. If I want something to change, I have to change. That's the way this works. So, I have no clue if this was helpful. It did make me feel better. So, I just wanted to kind of raise awareness to habitual complaining and really let people know that it doesn't do you any good in life. Okay? It feels good in a temporary moment, but it doesn't make any positive forward momentum in your life. So, try your best to complain about things once. Start trying to create plans of action or things you can do to address it. If you're not going to do addressing it or any actions towards it, or you don't think there's a possibility to change it, then you have to learn to live a better life around it. So stop focusing on it and focus on the things around it that you can embrace and grow and improve upon. So create the best life you can around that issue if that issue can't go away. But if all you focus on every day is that issue, then nothing around it is going to improve. And it will stay your center of focus. So, I hope that if anybody actually listened to this whole dang thing, that you walk away just kind of considering, what are the complaints I have every day? If I do have daily complaints, am I doing anything to address them? Or am I doing anything to build greatness around them? If not, try. Take some small actions. Try some small things. And you're going to often find that it's going to create positive momentum for you. You're going to feel a little more in control of what's going on in your life. And you're going to feel more positivity. And that's going to help you feel just happier in life and live a better life. So that's my hope. My hope is that it can raise some awareness for you. Maybe you can try to do some changes and get some changes. Okay? Maybe you can live a little bit of a healthier, a little bit of a happier life. Cool. Now, if there's anything we can do to help this, like I said, I've made some big changes in my life that helped a lot. So if you'd like any tips or tricks, or if you want any, you know, clarifications on maybe something you're struggling with and maybe you want some ideas, reach out to us at our email, brutalirongym@gmail.com, and we'll help you out. So I do appreciate you listening to this podcast, and I hope that we can make your life a little bit happier. And I'm always, always happy to help if I can. So just shoot us an email and we'll help you out. Okay. If you like this information, you can find more from us on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter, Brutal Iron Gym. Also, if you like the podcast, please share it with family and friends. The more people we help, the happier the world will be. And if you have any questions, feedback, or suggestions, we'd love to hear from you. This podcast is for you, so we know what you want to learn about. And you can tell us at our email at brutalirongym@gmail.com. As always, I hope this was helpful, and thank you for listening.